You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want, you
got. Now, I don't like, when you make an outrageous claim, Joe, it's outrageous because it's ridiculous. When I make an outrageous claim, it's absolutely correct, so I think we should rename the segment. That's neither here nor there.
Let's hear the claim first, huh?
Listen, you are a diehard NHL fan.
I am, in fact.
Much more so than I. I actually had to look up the year the Dallas Stars won the Cup after that Dallas tweet happened. I think that the NHL in the long term, looking long term here, would have benefited more if the January 10th season cancellation would have came to be and there was no 2012-2013
no.
season.
No. Absolutely. No.
Absolutely.
No.
Have you ever seen? It's almost.
Why?
You needed that intervention moment. You needed the rock bottom. Without the rock bottom, drug addicts never learn.
Right.
It's the same thing with these stupid owners and Gary Bettman. Gary Bettman will not lose his job. They will not rebrand and remarket this league. And they both of those things desperately need to happen.
I understand your point, and I agree that both of those things need to happen. Here's my point. When a drug addict hits rock bottom, he's still alive. He can come back. Okay? In my opinion, the NHL would not have had anything to come back from. It would have been it. Like, yeah, the league would have carried on, but they would have been so, they would have been such a shell of even what they were last year.
Which is not much.
There wouldn't have been anything.
Now what's going to happen?
The league, the league would have been dead. At this point, look, I don't have any delusions to think that the NHL is just going to pick up where it left off. They have done the league a terrible disservice, a league that was growing. It was on its way back from the just utter disaster that the NHL plunged it into in 2004-05 with that lockout.
They have lockouts all the time.
Right.
They
understand.
They don't grow. They don't
No,
get
they
it.
Were growing. That's my point. They were growing. They were slowly on their way back. They were coming. And again, more of me dismissing delusions. That I understand they're not going to be Major League Baseball or NBA or the NFL or anywhere close to that, which they were. They were at some point in their lives, in my lifetime, they were on par with those four.
They were big.
They're not there anymore, and they never will be again. But they were on their way back to firmly, we are number four in the world. And they weren't there yet.
We are number four.
We are number four. But that's an improvement. And they were getting there. And this is a huge step back. But in my opinion, if they had missed the entire season, if there was no hockey in 2012-2013, there wouldn't have been a league to come back to.
That's ridiculous. Because
it would have been me and Bruce Jacobs hanging out yelling, "Go Rangers!"
We talk drug
addicts, but it would have been it.
You know, to start this analogy, to take that same thought and move it to you, you are a hockey addict. Okay.
Yes.
If the opportunity exists for you to watch hockey, you're going to do it.
So but
this,
sports
and that's
sports,
what diehards. That's what diehards are going to do. So the diehards will die hard. That's
but
what they,
sports that's, don't exist on my back. The NHL doesn't exist
that,
on mine.
Yeah, that
it doesn't
is
exist
exactly
on the
where the NHL
no,
exists.
No.
Right now, and that's not where it can. That's not where it should. So when they come back right now, you're going to go to the games. You're going to watch the games. Everybody that was watching
you're
hockey
gonna games, You're going to get a game. You're going to get a game. You're going to get a game.
Everybody that watched hockey and that is a hockey fan and has a Rangers hat or a Capitals hat or a Phoenix Coyotes jersey, they're still going to watch. They're not going to leave.
That's the point.
But
not
the
everybody. And you're right.
Dead.
You're right. Exist is the wrong word. Maybe the NHL, I guess, sustains and exists on the back
it
of diehards,
need, right.
and any league does, but it doesn't grow. It doesn't.
Exactly.
It doesn't prosper.
My point.
It doesn't. No. It doesn't prosper on the back of diehards. It prospers on the back of casual fans who take an interest.
Casual fans were coming back.
You were watching. You're a casual fan.
I'm talking
Brian
right now.
Cady.
I'm not talking last year. That happened before the lockout.
Right, but
happened.
They were on their way back. I think that I don't think
does
that
Gary
there
Bettman
was
have a job.
Yes.
If the season got canceled, would Gary Bettman have a job?
Yes, I do. I do think he would have. Because the owners are the owners believe in Gary Bettman for some odd reason. I do think they do.
Told Gary Bettman that a season cancellation was unacceptable. If he would have lost his job and you brought somebody back in with marketing acumen and you made big-time decisions, I'm talking about take teams out of the southern United States either get rid of them or put them in Canada. Put hockey in places where hockey can grow.
I understand.
Rebrand,
no, no, no.
Regroup. Beg ESPN to televise some of your games.
All things I've been hoping for, and I understand
but
your point.
Stuff is not gonna
but
happen.
This is this. Listen to mine. The NHL and any league prospers on the back of casual fans. There are some. There were some. Right? There are going to be less right now. I don't think there are any left if they miss an entire year.
No, because a casual fan doesn't notice if you missed it. It only notices it when it's back and it's interesting to watch.
Disagree.
That's what the casual
Disagree.
Fan does.
If you are watching the NHL last year, which you were during the playoffs, you caught on to the Ranger bandwagon,
absolutely,
you were watching.
Absolutely.
There's no 2012-2013 season. Are you really coming back in 13-14? No.
If it's compelling, if it, but my point
if
is,
if it's compelling, that's right. There's nothing to, compelling about
the
nothing.
NHL needs to. You're right, and you know, and that was affecting my life as a casual NHL fan very minimally. The only time it was affecting my life is when I had to listen to you complain about it all the time. So if they were to come back, that would also not affect my life at all, unless they came back, they were interesting, the Rangers were competitive, there was a new buzz. That's what happens with casual fans. They go in and out. That's by definition what a casual fan is.
I guess,
so
I guess my point is this. The people the NHL need are not the people... The people who are coming back after a lockout are not the people the NHL need right now. They need the people who have the potential to be turned off by an entire season
right,
away
I
from the game.
That.
And I don't think they could have afforded that.
My point is
they don't have the equity other leagues do.
A season cancellation, as much as that is very damaging and damning to any league, if you can get
but doubly
if you can
so
get
to this
elite
league.
Leadership and listen, you look at Nick Saban. Alabama was terrible for years. Nick Saban comes in, turns it around. Leadership is huge. A competent CEO, a competent commissioner can absolutely rebrand and shape your league and make it better. And if it took
but
an entire lockout,
he has to have
lockout,
something to start with.
If it took,
and I don't think he would have had anything to start with.
I disagree with that.
In that situation,
if they missed the entire season and. Is you representing the diehards? If they miss an entire season and come September or whenever they take 5 days off in between seasons, come September whenever the NHL starts up again, are you watching? If they miss an entire season,
I am.
Yes. Okay. Stop. As a casual fan, I might. There's no involved. It's
I think there are people who say no.
Maybe I'm less inclined. Maybe you have to work a little bit harder initially to get that fan base back. But I think if that were to lead to a leadership, a regime change, and that regime change was made appropriately, and you brought the right people in, then in the long term you would be able to turn that around, turn those frowns upside down. And make the league more prosperous.
I understand your point, and I love your plan. I love it. I want to see it enacted right now. But I look at a league that went from ESPN and NHL Tonight to a network that nobody had ever heard of and was rebranded like 8 times just in like the first 6 months that they had the NHL.
We were in Versus?
In Versus.
Wasn't Versus?
The OLN network, the Outdoor Sports
right.
network.
NBC Sports, another thing
that
nobody's ever seen
I think
before.
They were the Hallmark Channel at one point. Right?
They're
like,
on the O, they're on
right,
Oprah's
they're,
channel.
They're on Oprah's channel. They went from Barry Melrose and John Butchergross like every night on NHL Tonight, even if it was ESPN2. They had to a lockout to what? Hang on, let me get out my channel guide and see if I have that one.
Why
let me call
is
my
soccer on?
Right, let me call my cable provider and see if I can actually get that channel. That's what they became, and they were starting to climb out of that hole. And if they missed another season, I think enough people would have bolted the game. There would have been nothing left. That's what I'm afraid of. But they're back, so let's just be happy with that right now. I'm happy with it right now. I'm excited. We'll get into some next week. We'll do some NHL preview.
We will.
You psyched about that?
You bringing somebody else in for that?
Yeah, Jacobs will come. We'll sit down, and he and I will talk hockey. You can just hang out in the corner and be like,
yeah, Ryan Callahan!
Ryan Callahan!
Mike Richter!
Let's get into, we timing ran wrong.
We're going to talk prostitutes? Is that where we're going? Because I'm looking at the show plan you gave me.
You so want to talk,
and
to
I see prostitutes
story.
Here.
All right, real quick. Well, I was
no context, just prostitutes.
I will skip the prostitutes. Or no, I'm sorry. I was going to skip the prostitutes. Let's get into this. Just 2 seconds. The next World Cup will be held in Brazil, And there's a report out that Brazilian prostitutes are lining up at schools to learn English ahead of the World Cup.
Those are good prostitutes.
That's business acumen right there.
They either got fantastic pimps or they are some independent women thinking very smartly.
Why are you looking for Brazil plane tickets on your phone?
I'm not looking for Brazil plane tickets on my phone.
What else can you say about that story? That was it. That was the entire prostitute story. Okay. That was it.
Now what were you saying?
Time being what it was in the first segment, we
flustered by prostitutes.
Who doesn't? time being what it was in the first segment, we didn't get to this. Let's talk Green Bay, San Francisco.
Oh, right.
Like we said this at the top. Two totally different teams, but so evenly matched. They do different things well. It's just going to be a great game, in my opinion.
I think Green Bay wins easily.
Easily?
I think they win by 2-3
touchdowns. You have never believed in Colin Kaepernick.
You hate
Colin Kaepernick.
I don't like Colin Kaepernick. I think Colin Kaepernick is a joke. I don't think he's a joke. I think he's a guy that needs to figure stuff out. And when you go up against Aaron Rodgers, who has figured his stuff out, I think they would be better served with Alex Smith in the game. Listen, I watched that Vikings game, and Joe Webb and Joe Webb just doesn't know how to throw a pass. How he's a backup quarterback and not like a special teams dude makes no sense. That's neither here nor there. I'm not going to get into a Joe Webb discussion. I looked at a Green Bay team with Woodson back, with Clay Matthews back, with M.D. Jennings, and I said, well, this team all of a sudden has a defense. And if this team has a defense with the offense that they have, they are just a significantly better team than the limited San Francisco offense.
See, I understand, and that defense has gotten a lot better. And look, I picked the Packers to win the Super Bowl at season's end, so I do probably think they're going to win this game. I just think that the way San Francisco runs the ball, you can run on the Packers. And the only reason Adrian Peterson didn't last week is because it was Joe Webb.
15 guys in the box.
They could just bring anybody in. Because whatever, Joe Chick Webb's not going down the field on him. So, you know, I think Frank Gore will have some success. That'll keep him in that game, and it will open up kind of some passing lanes for Kaepernick there. And the San Francisco defense is legit, and we'll see how Aaron Rodgers adjusts to them. It being in San Francisco is another big thing, but I don't think it's easy. But I do think Green Bay wins. So we just did it, but a little mock. Pre-snap reads, Baltimore at Denver. Who you got?
Baltimore, Denver. I'm going to take Denver.
I agree. I agree.
Probably somewhere in the low 20s. And then I think Baltimore maybe puts up a score and a couple field goals.
I think it's probably 27-13, that sort of a game. I think Denver does it at home, does it handedly. Green Bay at San Francisco. We both like Green Bay. I'm going to say it's more of a 27-17, I'll go. Close to the end, and Green Bay pulls away.
Green Bay puts up a couple scores early. It leads Colin Kaepernick to press under the playoff pressure. He has some turnovers. It gets sloppy. It gets ugly. And I wouldn't be shocked if Harbaugh, in a pinch, puts Alex Smith in the second half.
Really?
All right. I would be shocked about that, actually. I take it back. I don't think it'd be a bad idea, but I would be shocked as, an ego-centric guy. That Harbaugh is, if he would turn his back on this bold decision that he made.
All right, that is it for us. You can check us out Sunday on Cover 2. We'll get into the other two games. We'll wrap up Baltimore and Denver and Green Bay and San Francisco, and we'll get into Seattle, Atlanta, Houston, Houston, New England. We'll get into both of those. Check us out on Twitter, @GameOnBrixie, @Joe_1045, and like our Facebook page, search Cover 2 Radio. Use the number for the 2. Pierce Brix.
It's been a pleasure. I will catch you on Sunday.
Absolutely,
Joe.
Man. Everybody out there, have a good one. We'll see you on Sunday. It's Cover 2.